Hey guys, welcome to One Down Five Up. This is Happy.
And this is Kyle. Joe.
Hey guys, this is Boogie.
Boogie is not with us today.
What are you talking about? I'm right here.
That's Boogie, apparently. For all you listeners out there, Boogie is really not here, but he's apparently here in spirit.
Kind of leads to today's problem of why we didn't have an episode last week.
Yeah, there has been a lot of different stuff going on. Things are getting really busy around here. Things are hectic. Of course, for the people who don't know, I live in Fayetteville, so coming down to Wilmington is a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were only get a couple episodes out, which was good because the last couple times we filmed and recorded, we were able to get only two episodes out, which gave us like some continuity because we were able to talk about current topics.
Super Bowl. We actually hadn't even talked. That was one of the last things. The Super Bowl. Yeah. Happy that Matthew Stafford won. Happy
congratulations, Matt Stafford.
Congrats.
I'm still waiting on my money from I'll Boogie.
Don't worry, Happy. I'm going to get you back that $50 I bet you right here on air.
No, but yeah, I was really happy about that. Oh, Lord. He's looking for buttons. What I was going to do is, congratulations, Matthew Stafford.
Yay, kids cheering.
Yeah, I don't know why it's kids again, but
because you're weird and from Fayetteville.
No, but literally I was actually having a get together at my house, and all the people that were there except for mom and my dad, which stopped by for a little bit and left, everyone got in the hot tub that I have in my backyard. Mm-hmm. It was seven people, three couples and one guy. Age? Yeah.
Okay, good.
And we all watched the game on the TV. I literally
in the hot tub.
I had an extra TV. I put the TV.
You and all your dudes got in the hot tub.
No, it was three couples, man and woman, and one extra guy. No offense to that guy,
but was it Kevin?
He had fun. No, Kevin is married.
Oh, I forgot that someone actually married him.
Yeah.
No.
Well, actually,
never would have thunk it.
You talking about that brings up, he was in episode 3, so
yeah.
One of the things we wanted to do was talk about the last episodes.
Okay, so before you get into the last episodes, we are going to be taking a quick break to end this season.
Correct.
We have to like actually let them know why we're about to do the episode we're doing today.
Correct.
And why Boogie is actually not here outside of spirit. Thank you, Boogie. We love you.
Thank you.
God.
We're gonna give him way more commentary than he ever gives us.
Oh yeah, no, he's like, hey, I'm Joe. Yeah, I'm Boogie.
His whole thing is, hey, I'm Happy. Hey, I'm Kyle. I'm Boogie.
So, but Joe is busy helping out Pirate Ship right now, which is helping out Gabe episode 2, and things are picking up with ride season right around the corner. We're going to, I think, take a break for about a month or something like that.
Yeah, I really don't have an exact date.
We don't have an exact date. But it's going to be at least 2 to 3 weeks, okay, just so that way we can break it into the ride season. Get some new topics, refresh, so that way we don't get stale, so that way you guys actually are looking forward to hearing us. Give people a chance to catch up and get the word out there.
Yeah, and in a way, we want quality. We don't want to go, oh, okay, we need an episode. Let's push out, you know, a 10-minute episode about nothing. We want to talk about stuff that we're interested in.
No, I want to give you a 50-minute episode about bullshit.
Yeah, so, we want to really waste your time.
Exactly.
No, but it's fun. It's awesome.
I mean, we love doing these episodes, but we kind of got like, you know, hey,
it was one of those things where the riding season kind of is starting. It's getting warmer out, even though we're technically in February, which is crazy.
I just don't think we were expecting the podcast to like take off as much as fast. And we were originally planning on doing every 2 weeks, which would have spaced out these 17,
it would have been more
episodes.
Doable, but a lot of people asked about having it weekly. And long story short, we ended up starting to do it weekly, which made it a lot more difficult. But at the same time, it was worth it. It was nice, but we're going to take a small break. We're probably going to come back with either we'll call it season 2 or we'll just kind of call it season 2 and continue the episode number as it sits.
That's technical BS. I don't really care about that.
Well, I'm just letting the people know so whenever they see the number.
Look, our peeps, they know where to find us.
Okay.
Okay, they keep asking like, yo, where's the episode? I was like, ah.
Yeah,
Kyle's stupid. He lives in Fayetteville. I don't know why anybody lives there, but he does. So what we're going to do right now is kind of do a episode recap and just kind of hit some of the highlights of this past season. That way we can give you some clips, refresh you guys
behind the scenes, whatever happened on specific episodes. Exactly. We haven't even gone through this yet, so we're going to
just in true Happy Kyle fashion, we're going to do this all on the fly.
We are going to literally bull this as much. What?
We're past that.
Okay, sorry. So, all right, so episode one.
Well, obviously, episode one, we started off with, you know, Joe being all on board but not knowing what to say, and us just stepping all over each other. I'd like to say we've come a long way, Kyle.
We didn't know what we were. I still don't know how to work the board.
No, you're still horrible.
I find it fun. I find it so much.
I find it hilarious that you don't know how to work the board, and you're supposed to be our technical nerd. What do you think, Joe? Good comment.
Joe's talking just as much as he's normal. Oh, he's going to listen to this and hate us.
I know, because now we get no...
We have control.
We have control of Joe's commentary. Oh. You guys are great.
No, but so episode one was definitely fun, but it was experimental, finding out how things worked. And the beginning of that episode, I think we shot like three different times because I couldn't get the board right, and then you would mess up the intro. And
I didn't mess up the intro. You guys just kept...
We just kept messing up.
You kept messing me up.
I can't remember what happened now, but so I remember we did a couple times. So second episode, we had Gabe on. Which was about the motorcycle shortage.
We got a lot of good feedback on that one. I liked having Gabe on. So we'll probably have to bring him back for an episode in season two.
Okay, that's fine.
I know Gabe and I are definitely going full bore, I should say, with, you know, how we do the bike nights down here.
Correct. Okay. I'll be down here for the first one in the Wilmington area.
If you're in the Wilmington area or Jacksonville or any of the surrounding areas, obviously, last Thursday of the month is at Pirate Ship Power Sports, we'll be having the bike night, which is Battleship and Pirate Ship's bike night. Just all of our customers say thank you. We do contests. We do...
There's all kinds of stuff, and I actually plan on making some stuff for Gabe to post for that store, because there's going to be a lot going on.
And then, on the other hand, me and Gabe have talked about, we haven't even brought you in on this one.
Oh.
On the second Thursday of the month, doing a mini moto bike night, where all mini bikes, Ruckuses, Z125s, Groms, anything that basically is not a real engine, but can go on the street.
Anything that can be classified as a scooter, but people get upset when you call it a scooter.
Yeah, it's a Grom, okay?
Yeah.
So, but we're going to do that. And then, actually, I think it's going to be, because it's a whole sub-community.
I just realized your headset's backwards.
You're backwards.
Yeah, he had him on backwards. Feel better?
Oh, my God. It feels exactly the same. What do you think, Boog?
It feels better.
Joe, what do you think? Your headset's always backwards. Okay, good talk.
All right, Joe. Okay.
All right, that's good. So, but we're going to do the mini motorbike night, which is just all those things. And then I think we're going to do not so much just hang out there. I think the goal is to actually go on a ride, and just because mini motos are fun on the street.
As long as you're good with wheelies, I'm there.
Yeah, I don't care what people do. I just want to take over the...
Yeah, take over the street with...
I just want to take over the street with, like, you know, micro machines.
Still going to Grom Day?
When is Grom Day? You haven't told me.
I just found out a date. Hold on, I'll look it up for you.
We're leading into episode three of the mini motos, so...
Actually, we are. Yeah. So, go ahead.
So, but I think that was kind of a weird episode where people were... I think it was too long. I think that's some of the feedback we got.
We got a couple people saying that it was too long, and I think we got into stunting, which was fine, and y'all kept asking questions, which, again, was fine, but it got so long that some people were like, whoa, that was too long, and I think it was almost an hour.
It was over. It was about an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't an hour and 5 minutes.
It was an hour and 5 minutes.
It was 59 minutes and 36 seconds.
Yeah. So woman's 5 hour, 5 minutes.
Whatever.
But you have to elongate this.
Sure. But I mean, it was an okay podcast, but in the end of the day, we learned with that one as well that we went too long, and we needed some stuff that was more interesting to our audience.
Which is weird, because I really do want to talk about more of the mini moto stuff in the next season. I really want to get back into that, but I think it's just more or less we have to just get some more stories about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I think as the community grows down here with mini motos, I think we'll be able to expand on those things, which will be nice.
And it would be cool to get people down, and you know, even if we wanted to have them on it as a guest and talk, stuff like that. Yeah.
Episode 4 was...
with Riddler. We had the Indian versus Harley.
Riddler, I love you. He's deployed now. So be safe over there, wherever you may be. And if your lovely wife actually listens to us, if you need anything, please stop by the shop. And no, seriously, straight up. If she needs anything, stop by the shop. And she has a baby. She has a brand new baby. And they have a 5-year-old. So, but Riddler was awesome on, but that's when we realized, I was like, maybe Harley people don't know what to actually ride anymore.
Yeah, well, and to be fair, a lot of people that ride Indian, they know, oh, this is better about Indian, this is better, or they might not say this is better, they might just say this is good, but they don't know everything, so you can't expect you can't expect an old person to know everything. You're true,
but, I mean,
I don't know. I'm just going to say. I figured he knew something. And he did.
He did. He knew the heritage, he knew the history, and that's where most Harley, that's when we realize what most Harley people want. When they argue about the better brands and what it actually is, it's not exactly the brand as is now. They're arguing about when Indian wasn't in business.
Mm-hmm. And they use Harley, words like classic and, even I've heard like, the original. I'm like, no. No,
Indian's actually original, 1901. Yeah. Harley was 2 years later.
Yeah, 1903.
Okay. And it didn't help that, but... It was just kind of one of those things. It was fun to have him on. It was fun to get some stories. Once we got past that, this is like not a debate at all.
We're on episode 4. It was a learning experience. We have learned and gone past that. And then we went to episode 5. That was From Boats to Bikes with Linker.
I mean, that was a really good episode. I got a lot of good feedback on that one from people.
Yeah, and honestly, that one was good. It was, it was about 40 minutes. People enjoyed that kind of time frame where it was something to listen to. It wasn't too short, wasn't too long. And that's why I was like, okay, guys, we got to shoot for around 40-ish minutes. I mean, if we go over, we go over. If we go under, we go under.
And that's when we started setting our time frame. We did. My favorite part of that one was Linger through Shelton under the bus right away.
Oh, with the nail?
No, with the hair. He picked his hair. Yeah, he was the fastest person in the whole school, and it was because he ate his hair. He would just pluck out a piece of hair, and then he would eat it, and then he'd zoom.
I remember I did the clips for that episode, and I was trying to pick out clips that I wanted to share on Instagram, and that was the clip I chose out because I loved it so much.
Oh, yeah.
So
Joe loved it, didn't you, Joe? Good talk, Joe.
Yeah. So after that, we did Local Harley Controversy. That's episode 6.
That's right when we got banned.
That was literally like, literally we didn't have it planned. It was just like, oh, we got banned. Dude, you got to come down here and we got to film this episode. I was like, okay, I'll be
there. Yeah, it was basically like, hey, we got banned. Like, let's just see if we can poke the bear some more. So if you're still around here, Local Harley, not going to say your name.
Uh-oh. Oh, I was changing something. No problem.
What the hell are you doing? You're still sucking this board.
No. I was literally, if you got to know, I was going like, but I went like this. Trying to be nice to the people so they didn't have to hear me go,
You're weird.
Okay, sorry.
So, but yeah, we're not going to name you Local Harley, but the fact is that, I know you're not threatened by us, and I know you guys hate me and the mere sight of being happiness.
The guys at in parts today told me they needed something from there, and they were like, oh, they can't go in there. So then one of the guys said, we'll just send Kyle. And I was like, I'll go. I don't care. And then one of them said something about, all right, well, this is what we need. And I was like, you do know that they've seen me on the videos, right? I mean, they won't wave at me when I wave at them. I'm kind of upset.
They don't wave at anybody. Okay, whatever. I just hear that they sit outside our shop and they stalk us. I don't know why.
I haven't heard that. But
oh, yeah, no. We've caught them. The owner's like sitting across the street in the Walmart parking lot and just staring there until traffic backs up on him. And
well, he's not going to miss.
He's just staring at us.
Not going to miss any business if you're across the street. Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, it was, I don't know. When did we find out about Joe singing? I mean, that was some of the greatest.
That was episode 9, maybe?
Was it? I thought there was some stuff in between.
Episode 8 was Kate. No, that was. It's not touchscreen. Well, we got Thanksgiving. So
Okay, local concert. Okay,
yep. So Thanksgiving and Black Friday. That was just a quick one.
Local Harley concerts, and then Thanksgiving is when we actually found. I think we found out about Joe singing.
That's what we missed with Joe. You know what? I got Joe on the board. I don't even know what I'm thinking. We've got Joe.
Because you suck
with
at the
us.
Board.
Look,
I have to be over. I want you. For my life to be over.
Get it.
I have to be
Anyways.
Shaka shaka boom boom.
I got that as well.
I know you do.
This one.
Shaka shaka boom boom.
Yes.
Joe's still here in spirit. But we love you, Joe. Thanksgiving and Black Friday. We just talked about the Black Friday deal, stuff like that. And then the biggest thing is Thanksgiving
traditions.
Talked about what we were doing as well as what we were thankful for, which was awesome. So to go on, episode 8, Women Writers Perspective with Kate. That was at...
We got a lot of feedback on Kate. A lot of good feedback on that episode, actually.
As a woman popped up, all the two women that were watching the show went, oh, great.
We got a lot of feedback. It was just nice to have a nice perspective on there.
Yep.
She is very smart. She talks very well, unlike me, who everyone thinks probably sounds like a moron.
And it was cool to hear her experience to go from not writing to writing and why she got into it. And if I remember correctly, she got into writing after she started working at a motorcycle dealership. So, that was cool to kind of listen to, oh, I'm working here just for a job, and then being like, oh, I really want to ride. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome to listen to. So anyways, we'll keep going. So episode 9, we got Future Riders and Electric Motorcycles. This was something I was excited about, but you had more knowledge about.
No, this was Joe's episode, wasn't it, Joe? Yeah, it was Joe's.
Yeah, guys, it was my episode. Okay. I'm the one that came up with this. I actually, screw your Happy Kyle Productions.
Sorry, Joe.
Yeah, you better be sorry. Hey, guys, you better respect my authority.
Why do you sound like...
Trying to make a voice that just sounds funny. I don't know what I sound like anymore. But the fact is that...
Well, this is getting out of the soundboard.
Hells yeah. Shaka shaka boom boom.
There you go. But so Electric Motorcycles, he talked about different brands and stuff that was going on, as well as I talked about, the Suron I was looking at.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Zero. Zero's supposed to come here and actually do a demo day for the dealership.
I want to be here for that. Yeah.
Oh, of course you want to be here for that.
Yeah. Why not?
But
I'll film and take a break in between.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Future Riders part was what I was really concerned about. That's like my thing.
Yeah.
In a sense, it's like, where is, because I like to have a job in 10 years.
Well, especially with your son, too.
Exactly. Like my son, I'm trying
He's on the EFTR Junior, right?
He loves the EFTR Junior.
Yeah.
And I want to know what is coming out next. Like, how's Indian? Because everyone in this podcast that listens to us knows that I love Indian.
Yeah. Indian diehard here, as you wear an Indian's hat.
Yeah. So I want to know, how do I keep my son on an Indian FTR Junior and bring him up to be that Indian loyalist that I'm always trying to convert a Harley loyalist to Indian. So I was just thinking about that. I was like, could someone actually try to convert me? I'm not as bad as that on Indians.
I don't know.
I don't know. How does someone get me on a Harley?
You would have to trade a lot of bikes, though, so I don't think you'd be willing to do it.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Plus, it would shake you to death. I don't know why you'd.
I don't know about that one either.
Moving on.
But it's a big thing. Like, how do we keep in 10 years? What's our industry going to look like?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you look at where our industry was 10 years ago,
because I think the motorcycle industry was kind of going down some here and there, and then, say here and there, pretty much every year. And then I think this past year, or maybe the year before, whatever, it kind of went up.
Well, the resurgence of Indian with under Polaris, but the resurgence of Indian... Like Indian, like motorcycles in general started picking up. Okay. Motorcycles, there was a big lull there. I think people were just getting stagnant with.
Well, it was the same thing every year.
It was.
Yeah.
Still is. But like I would say, I have no hatred towards Harley. I love Harley in the sense that it brings competition.
Well, and even then, you came from carbureted stuff that was, okay, let's start the bike. Oh, this is so irritating. My car starts right up. Now you got bikes that are starting.
And you got the EFI. So yeah, easy. Exactly. Yeah. So it's just one of those things. So what is the future going to actually bring to riding?
And where is Indian Harley? Where are they all going in the future? Because I want
the flying motorcycle. Everyone wants flying cars. I want the flying motorcycle.
That'd be pretty cool. You'd be able. Hey, if I had a flying motorcycle, I'd get saddlebags. I'd put all this podcast gear, and I'd be here in 30 minutes.
Oh, man.
That'd be awesome.
Like just straight over, no speed limits. Just screw you, 87.
Straight here. So that was episode 9. Episode 10 was Festivus. You know what's funny is that was the episode I was like, I never saw the episode. I watched it. I was like, oh, whatever. That episode is, I think, one of our, not most viewed, but most interacted with episodes on YouTube.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why. I don't know why. It's not on the podcast. On the podcast, it's just random. But on YouTube specifically, this episode is one of the biggest episodes that people interact with, whether it's likes, comments, whatever.
Really? That's kind of funny.
It's not even questions or anything. It's just like random, like, I don't want to say bickering, but like, it's just random. Good episode, guys. You know, and I'm just like, okay, thanks. You know, but hey, whatever. Interesting. Episode 11, that was our Christmas episode, the perfect motorcycle gift. So that was, you remember that episode? No? You're looking at me like you don't remember it.
I remember Joe singing.
Yeah, that was the big moment where Joe really let loose.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome. That episode actually starts out with him singing, I believe.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, yeah.
It so was that, like, it, that was, I don't want to be here.
No, that was Jingle Bells.
Oh, that's right.
Bells. Yeah, yeah.
I forget. That was a perfect gift, actually. Just Joe, like, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells.
Jingle all the way. But he would do this with Jingle all the way. It was like exactly. Weird how he went into it.
Like, he was trying something. I mean, Joe, what were you thinking there, dude? Like, this is ridiculous.
What were you thinking?
I wasn't thinking much of all. I was just trying to, you know, bring comic relief and do what everyone says that I should do, which is, I don't know, I'm just going to talk and sit here and do nothing now.
Talk and sit here and do nothing.
Yeah, that just don't make sense.
All right, so continuing on, we got episode 12, New Year's resolution. That was a little bit of a shorter one, just because we didn't really know what
we did. Four episodes that day.
Yeah, that too. That was our fourth episode, and I'm trying to remember what your New Year's resolution was. Mine, I remember, I was like, I don't know, and I finally said fix my shop up, and I haven't got there yet. And then I said work out. I'm actually doing that. Trying.
You're stupid.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, what about you? You break your New Year's resolution yet?
I never had one.
Okay. So okay, well, continuing
some,
on.
Episode, you don't have.
So episode 13 was Happy Kyle Production Reminisce.
Joe hated that episode.
He did. He had nothing to do with it, and that's why it was 37 minutes, because there was no singing in between.
Yep. So we'll skip past that. You guys have seen our videos. Keep them liking them. Go on YouTube if you haven't seen them. And
if you guys want to hear Joe sing, that's what we need, comments and likes or messages, whatever it is.
Because Joe is a showman. He will. Like,
he'll do it if people ask for it.
If that's not me, he doesn't do nothing if I ask for it. But if you guys ask for it, he might actually sing again. Give us some song requests.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
It would be awesome.
We could get him stickers. And it would be him singing, I don't want to do
what my life will be over. I will be. Shake a shake a boom boom.
We should get some shake a shake a boom boom stickers.
That would be great.
Who wants a shake a shake a boom boom sticker?
That's what we need to know. Did we order more?
We ordered more stickers. Okay.
Okay, good.
But who wants a shake a shake a boom boom sticker?
That's what we need to know.
Like, comment, yes, shake a shake a boom boom.
Or send us a DM, one or the other. Oh.
I'm just thinking. No. DM.
And we got more stickers because a lot of people apparently came in here and were asking for stickers.
I was being like Oprah of stickers, honestly, for a while.
We mailed out like two, but pretty much everybody just came in and got one. But don't be shy.
We owe a guy a sticker up in Sanford.
We owe a guy one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So three, maybe.
Yeah, we owe one to him.
Okay. Well, we'll show
I know who you are. He's like Bagger Daddy or something like that.
Bagger Daddy.
Like, I owe you a sticker. I know. I haven't forgot about you, okay? We're just waiting on some stickers. So
we ordered them. They just haven't shown up yet.
Yeah. We owe him a sticker. He asked for a sticker. So he comments on our podcast a lot.
Okay.
So, yeah, no.
Maybe during this break that we're about to take, he'll get a sticker. So that'd be awesome.
And then what else? Oh. I liked Ryer Stereotypes with Knox.
Episode 14.
Ryer Stereotypes with Knox was actually a really good episode.
That was a great episode. It was definitely one of my absolute favorites. It went on for an hour and 5 minutes. That's how good it was. Like, we literally just kept talking and kept having great conversation. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to have him back on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was great. I enjoyed it very, very much.
And no, that was an hour and 5 minutes. Actually, we skipped. Four types of motorcycle riding was hour and 5 minutes. Ryer Stereotypes with Knox was 53.
Oh, that was 53. I looked at the wrong one. We skipped four types of motorcycle riding.
You remember what they were?
Sorry. Offensive, defensive, aggressive, and asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe I remember that. I know you're asshole. I know that.
I'm not asshole. I'm aggressive.
Oh, okay. I'm offensive. I know that.
You're pansy ass.
What? I could have said defensive.
I know. You're offensive. Hey. Joe's, like, that's when we found out about Joe's, like, one close call. Do you remember what it was? We did.
Gosh, I just closed my eyes, yeah. And I was in between two vehicles, and then I just wrote it out, and I was like, Jesus, take the wheel.
And then he opened his eyes, and everything was okay. Like, so when Joe goes and just freaks out in an automobile accident or a car accident, truck, oh my God. You know, bike, he just closes his eyes.
Jesus, what take the wheel, please. Like, I was like, that was your solution.
That
okay.
was terrible.
That was horrible.
Well, that was episode 14. So 15 was Rider Stereotypes. That was the one that I really enjoyed. I thought that's probably my favorite one so far just because I had a lot of laughs. It was fun.
I would like to expand on that one. The next one, we could go with Knox. Like, not just like Rider Stereotypes of like more people, but just some of the stereotypes to motorcycles in general. When you say motorcycles, we kind of touched on like in Asia, where it's like, you know, they're on scooters and you plow your whole family on
maybe,
there.
Maybe like country motorcycle stereotypes in a way. Like, what do Americans think of motorcycle riders? What do Asians think of?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
We just got to get through that without being too racist.
I want to do a superstition one also.
Superstition? Oh, like the bell and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about superstitions and this. Because there's some other ones like Carson.
Maybe we'll get like a crystal ball for that.
Carson won't have a green bike.
Huh?
Carson will not order a green bike.
Why is the...
He listens next season.
Okay. Well, we'll hear it next season. That's interesting. I don't even know that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Episode 16, that was Harley release day. That was the one
we talked about the Harley. We were anticipating the Harley release. Okay. And that's when we were like, are we going to get a quad glide?
The quad. I looked that thing up. That thing was so ugly.
Yeah, it was a joke. Okay.
I was kind of hoping it was real because I thought it'd be funny to look at.
I was hoping it was real too. I was really hoping that.
But then we, in episode 17, another Harley disappointment, we saw that the quad glide was not really a thing. So, and I think there was like maybe two bikes that were anything, but they didn't bring back the Dyna. They didn't have all the stuff.
No, the Lowrider ST was like their big, like that was like okay, but it's pretty much what everyone was already doing. All they did is said, we want the money now, forget you aftermarket people, we want all the money. Yeah,
now you pay us to have a bike that's already set up.
Exactly.
Which is nice for them to do, but at the same time they're gonna charge a premium for it. Mm-hmm. And then episode 18, well actually one thing to say about that too, I don't like that Harley made it where you had to buy the thing with all the stuff because that means your Harley is going to look like everybody else's, where at least if you buy a Harley and then do all your... You know how you're talking about the ST or whatever?
What are you talking about? No two Harleys look alike.
Joe, let's get your input. They all look the same. Okay. Anyways, sorry. Episode 18. What are you talking
about? No one rides a black Harley.
I'm looking at a lot of them over there.
No one rides a black Harley.
Oh, maybe they're all over there because nobody buys a black Harley. They're all
Me Too bikes.
They're all green.
Me Too. Which one do you ride, black Harley?
Me Too!
Episode 18, that was Tab Performance.
Casey was on. It was nice.
That was great.
I mean, it was great to get an outside perspective. We've gotten feedback through the season that it was nice to have. It was like trying to find the right guest.
Yeah, and I mean, even then, he was a great guest. I got some feedback from that episode basically saying that they enjoyed the guest, but they were like, that was a long phone conversation. So I was like, okay, well, we need to change some stuff. But at the same time, like, it's all learning process. It's all for fun. And he gave some great stories, but just not being in person definitely limits you and makes it a lot harder.
It allows us to reach out to some more people. So
correct.
We'll
have to kind of deal with it somewhere.
I don't know how you want to deal with it, but the fact is that we need more people. Not everyone's in Wilmington. I could barely get you to Wilmington.
Well, I can't get you to Fayetteville.
Because it's Fayetteville.
But like, you came one time. Come again.
Yeah, because it's Fayetteville.
Actually, I thought about doing the podcast 1 week because you guys were talking about coming, and I was like, well, what? Which I know you said no, but I was like, what if we did it Sunday? And then I was like, well, if we did it on a Sunday, then the stores would be closed. Oh, no worry. We'll do it in my kitchen. that I was going to set it all up in my kitchen. But then you said no. I was like, all right, well.
Do we want to do an episode in Kyle's kitchen? Do we want to see what Kyle's kitchen looks like? Let us know.
It looks pretty nice.
I mean, you know, all five of you listeners out there, let us know.
Five? No.
But like, I mean, majority of the people actually don't watch the videos. It's no, just most like, people.
Oh, that reminds me. So this is the first episode where I'll actually get to see, but I actually did receive an email. I sent you the email. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you read
Spotify.
It. Spotify now is offering a thing where I can post, apparently, a video on Spotify now. So if you guys want to watch, you can watch. If you want to listen, you can listen. I think it's kind of like there's other ones that do it as well, where you can listen the entire time, and then if you pull your phone out, then it'll be playing, but you don't actually have to watch it the entire time. But that'd be awesome for our listeners. But this will be this episode right now will be the first one where I'll get to see if that's an option. I don't know if I'll do it just yet. I might, but maybe season two will be the beginning of those visual podcasts on those platforms, or at least on Spotify. I doubt it's on Apple Podcasts. I really don't know.
I don't know if Apple Podcasts. I mean, Google, just if you Google it, you end up just either getting the Google audio, because Google Podcasts, we were on Google Podcasts.
Yeah, I actually added us on Google Podcasts, because if you typed in 195 up on Google, it didn't want to pop up, just because there was all these pictures of, you know, shifters and stuff like that. But now that you type in 195 up, we're like first result, just because we are a Google podcast. So
yeah,
we're on there. But
I still can't. What irritates me about Anchor or with any of them is that you can't put in keywords into Apple.
Yeah, I find it really dumb that it's like your keywords is your title, and then I'm like, okay, well, what if, well, what? And then literally it doesn't give you anything.
So can we put 195 up motorcycle podcast?
Yeah, I try not to do that. I feel like it would just look tacky. But because somebody would literally be like, oh, what's this one called? Episode 17, 195 up, and then there would be like three dots and you wouldn't even know what the episode was about.
I just want, when I search in Apple, you search motorcycle, it doesn't come up with us.
Oh yeah, well,
and that's all we are, is a motorcycle comedic podcast.
Yeah, and that's something too that I haven't said in like episode 1, 2, whatever you want to call it. We were like, yeah, it's gonna be a motorcycle podcast. We're gonna have conversations, stories throughout these first. This will be episode 19. We have found out very quickly, or at least semi-quickly, that we are a motorcycle comedy podcast. We're gonna have some fun, have some laughs. Maybe next season we'll bring out the beer. Maybe not.
I'm all for it.
I bet you are.
Like, yeah.
What's in that Monster energy can?
Monster.
Okay. Have you seen the video? There's a video with somebody, and they're trying to clean. They work in, like, a service department, and they have all this grease and all this stuff on their thing. So they spray it down with a brake clean, and then they wipe it, and it doesn't come off. And they're like, now watch this. And they take the Monster Energy, they pour it out on the table, and then he takes the rag and starts wiping it up, and it is crystal clean. I'll have to show you that video. It is sketchy. It looks dangerous.
Now I'm kind of scared to see, because I already think our techs drink brake clean back here, okay?
It's worse than brake clean.
Yeah, because it's Monster.
Yeah.
Which we actually do drink.
Yeah.
Monster, if you want to sponsor us.
Maybe I'll drink one. No, I don't know.
You don't drink any Monsters?
I don't really drink Monsters. You know why? My name's Kyle.
So?
You don't know the Kyle Monster thing? No. Oh. Kyle's apparently punch holes through walls, which I don't do. They, you know, drink Monster Energy drinks. It's like a whole thing.
Is that like a frat boy thing?
No, it's like a stereotype kind of.
Are you like the Karens of
dudes? I'm the Karen of Monster Energy drink, I guess. So, like, yeah, it's a whole thing. Don't even worry about it. I don't even drink Monsters.
Don't drink Monsters specifically because you're the Karen of Monster Energy.
I never drank them before. I thought they were really freaking strong. And I just, personally, I don't really need energy. Like, if I need energy, I'll drink a coffee. Like, that's just how I am. But as soon as it became a thing with the whole Kyle thing, I'm like, hey.
Wait until you get old like me, okay?
What? And then I'll be having to drink a bunch of that?
You'll be like...
You were about to do that earlier. That's why you're drinking that Monster.
I was actually getting ready to do it earlier.
I know.
I mean, don't act like you weren't just kicked back over here sleeping when...
Well, I was waiting on Joe.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Joe.
I was waiting on Joe.
Joe.
Anyways.
Yep, that's a good time.
But yeah, we're very excited for next season. You know, it'd probably be a month break, something around there. And
enough for us to regain some thoughts.
Yeah.
Post some clips. Keep the hype up about this because we need to keep getting the hype up. Need to get some more videos.
We need to get some more stickers.
We need to get Joe back. Some more clips and just kind of things that we can actually tease on for the next couple of weeks. Just to keep people interested, at least off our Facebook and our podcast.
I got an idea.
What's up?
So what if for season two, the start of season two, for if they can watch it now, I can change Joe's mic and make it look like a singing mic. So that way he's singing always into the mic.
Don't think anymore.
No.
Don't think.
All right. I thought that would be cool.
Just stop thinking.
I don't want to.
Nope, just stop thinking.
Your mom is sprung.
I got that on here as well.
I know you do.
Your mom sprung.
Good on
what Joe. Does that mean, Joe? What does that mean? I would like to know from the audience, is there some topics you guys want to talk about?
That would be awesome to hear. I actually have a question for you, too.
You have a question?
Yeah.
We have an actual real life comment.
There was a lot of comments. I mean, there's comments all the time, but there was one guy that actually had a question for you. I couldn't find it earlier, but that's just because I
accidentally because you suck.
Why does my computer keep going off?
That's not your computer.
Whose computer is that?
It's the work computers.
Oh, it keeps making me think it's me.
Mondra's computer has a virus.
That was some great entertainment. Had a lot of good laughs along with you boys.
Yeah.
Okay, so Old Channel asks, I also, this is on what episode? This is on Another Harley Disappointment.
Old Channel, what's going on?
I also totally agree with the CVOs suck this year. Between the meh 117 motor that wasn't much better than the 114 to begin with, but is now available in a much cheaper model with the STs and the barf flame paint jobs that no one wanted. Even the boomers didn't want it, apparently, is what he wrote.
Oh my God. Old Channel, you are awesome.
He's got more. Also, the touring STs should have had inverted forks or, at the very least, some kind of upgraded front suspension. So
I agree with you on the invert forks.
And then he also commented. So this is on the same video. So he probably was listening, commented, and then commented again after. This might have been the first comment. I'm not sure. He says, Old Channel again. Okay, but didn't Indian just try and copy Harley's homework again with the SOA Scout,
aka
the Scout Rogue?
Old Channel, you called us out. Yeah. I was going to totally bypass that, but yes, that was okay.
Oh, he's thinking.
I'm trying to think.
Hold on, I got you. I got something. Yeah,
you put the Jeopardy music on. You were messing with me earlier with this, okay?
No, I actually, before we started the podcast, he put on the headset, and I just accidentally hit the heartbeat thing, and it was going off, and he thought it was...
I thought my heart was racing. I thought the monster was about to blow up my head or something. It was like,
I told you, that monster, man.
Like, okay. So going back to this, okay, yes. This Indian just released the Scout Rogue. Now, granted, it wasn't a copy off of Harley... All right, in a sense that it only came out like 5 days later.
So they couldn't have copied it that quickly.
They couldn't have copied it that quickly. Oh, okay. It was already in production. All right. But yes, they were going after the same crowd. They're going after the same crowd. The only thing that really irritated me about that is not the fact that they did it, is the fact that they still could have brought a little more. I mean,
yeah.
I love Indian, but in a sense that it's like, you could have brought a little more. Like, okay, you got the fairing. Change the badging on the side. You know, it still says the standard Indian Scout badging on the side. They made the Midnight Edition where it's just black. It's like, okay, well, that doesn't change anything. You just made black. Okay.
Midnight. The Batman Edition.
I do like, they did put the 19-inch front wheel on there. So that was completely different. Okay. And they put a new seat on there, which is because... A lot of people have been complaining about the fact that you hit the gas or you hit throttle, and your butt slides off the back end of the Scout.
Oh.
So they get one with a seat that actually keeps your ass in the saddle. It cups you in there, okay? Which is good. So I like that part of it. I like the 19-inch front wheel. Give it a little bit of style. I don't like the fact that I think they should have done it with the Chief. Because
I like the Chief the way it is, honestly.
I like the Chief the way it is also. I mean,
the front end looks a little empty. I know if I get one, whatever, I'm going to do something to the front
end. So, it's going to hurt me as I say this.
Oh, he likes a Harley.
No. Just because I'm bagging on Harley and Indian because both of their markets are going after this club style bike.
Oh,
the yes, SOA okay. club style bike, which really hurts me to say because that has nothing
do
actually.
You need a trash can. It sounded like you were going
to
throw up.
It sounds like it because I'm about to do it. Right. Neither one of those bikes is what I would consider a club style bike. Okay. If you know a club, if you understand a club, if you've ridden with a club or anything like that, you're looking at a Scout with a 3.5 gallon fuel tank. And you're saying, you got that in the pack, you're a freaking annoyance.
What? Right? Because you're going to have to stop so many times?
If you're rolling on an outside run, you're doing anything, you're stopping every 100 miles.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. You're not actually pushing through. You're not doing anything. All right. You're going to be drowned out and you're not going to handle properly in a pack of 10, 15, 20 going 80, 90 down the highway.
They wouldn't like me.
No, they wouldn't.
I got to stop a lot.
Okay. So I would like to know what Indian and Harley, both of them,
okay,
are saying what a club style is, what a club is to them. Because to me, it's not either the Lowrider ST or the Scout Rogue. Okay.
Something a little bigger.
I mean, race style, performance style, around town style. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I guess, I don't know. I'm just wondering what their definition of a club is. I don't know. Maybe it's
somebody for a club bike, but it's like their second bike, and they're like, oh, let's just go ride around town.
Maybe someone has just watched too much SOA, and that way it's just like, ugh. Yeah. But,
yeah.
So I will definitely agree with the old channel that, yes.
Ooh. Look at him when you say that.
Yes, old channel. It wasn't. Oh, God.
I really hope he comments on this one.
All right. Point being is, we didn't copy Harley. We just released 5 days later, but there was in the works. And both just so happens that both Harley and Indian were both going after that pseudo club style demographic and try and make their stuff edgy and trying to attract that new rider where it is the younger rider that is more of the Rogue style. I mean, Indian has had the Rogue name in their apparel lineup for last 2 years, where like the blacked out edition stuff, mm-hmm. they have like different tags. If it has like a black tag on the side, it's a Rogue apparel lineup. So, but
okay.
All right.
Well, there's a lot of other comments. I did see this one. If Harley listened to this podcast, they would have actually increased in sales. That is a great way to end this.
On that note, folks, this is one down, five up. I'm happy.
And I am Kyle.
You guys have a wonderful
Joe. Let Joe.
Oh, Joe. Good job, Joe.
All right.
So, no, we'll be back soon in
probably a month or something. Yeah, and during that month, we're going to try to get some of these episodes together so we can kind of flow and keep it going and not be freaking out.
We don't want it's just gonna
be. We want to keep the quality coming.
We want to keep the quality coming. We need to get into ride season, which I think is going to produce more rides and more podcast episodes. But also, it's just a competing beast against each other since. We're here all just the time.
Everything going on.
I think
all
my wife wants me home actually right now.
Oh, well.
Joe's already home with Kim.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
That's why
my girlfriend wants me home. So
we all know that, you know,
Morgan
is a wonderful young lady.
Yeah.
And that she is not here and she misses you. Well, she missed the trip by what, 20 minutes?
No, an hour.
Oh, an hour.
It takes me 2 hours to get here. She called me an hour in and she was like, hey, I don't have to go to work anymore. I was like, well, sorry, I'm not turning back around because that would waste another 2 hours. An hour back, then an hour, too much.
Yeah,
it would have killed my day.
I would have had to punch you. I would have said, like, where's your whip signal? Like,
it's on here. You hit John. I love how you just press any button like it's going to.
And his name is John Cena. Let's do that one.
No, but there's a whip on it. Anyways, but yeah.
Anyways, to all our listeners, thank you very much for this experiment of trying to get this out. recommend us to your friends. Follow us, like us, let us know, interact. I liked having these comments that came up. It'd be nice to get more of that into season two. If you have some episodes that you want us to talk about, like, hey, episode ideas, let us know.
Yeah.
I know one of Mr. Saunders out there, he has an episode idea for us.
Okay.
Next time he comes in, he expects me to actually remember next time he comes in. He's like, remind me, I have an episode.
I had a slingshot rider that wanted to get on, and I was like, we'll think about it. And I'm sorry if he's listening to this, but I don't know if we'll have him on because it's slingshot, and you'll just tear him apart the entire time.
So, on that note, this is I'm happy, and this is one down, five
and
up.
And I'm Kyle. We'll see you guys next time. Happy.
Oh, we're shaking hands.
Season one.
Season one.
Congrats.
Congratulations. Man. Bye, guys.
See you guys.